Two senators from our region are leading the battle to protect special counsel Robert Mueller from being fired by President Donald Trump. I'm Dave Heller, and this is Newsworks Tonight. WHYY Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo reports on the bipartisan proposals that are making some Republicans squirm.
The Capitol erupted with whispers and energetic, highly partisan TV interviews from lawmakers of all stripes after Mueller announced he secured a guilty plea from a former Trump campaign advisor who admitted to lying about his contacts with Russian officials. Many lawmakers fear the president will fire the special prosecutor, which is why Democratic Senator Chris Coons of Delaware is sponsoring a bill that would allow Mueller to contest being fired.
I think it's more important than ever that we send a signal that the legislative branch is going to insist that the executive branch follow rule of law.
Former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon has reportedly been talking to the president and urging his administration to withhold documents from Mueller. Coons calls that dangerous.
Bannon has said a lot of troubling things. That certainly suggests an intention to... he is urging people to obstruct justice and to undermine an active investigation. I think Republican leaders and the administration would be wise to ignore Bannon's call to obstruct justice.
Coons teamed up in the effort with Republican Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina, who says he has no fear that Trump will fire Mueller. For Tillis, it's all about Congress taking the driver's seat.
To me, this is a part of a process of things that I intend to do over the next few years that relate to Congress asserting itself where we think we should. It has nothing to do with who's in the White House right now.
Democratic Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey is pushing a proposal that differs slightly from the Coons proposal. While Coons wants post-firing review, Booker wants judicial review before the president can get rid of a special counsel.
There's something that's not right with this law that gives such an imbalance of power to a president, who, regardless of who that president is, in their ability to unilaterally order the acting attorney general, the attorney general, to fire a special prosecutor.
Booker's bill is also sponsored by influential Republican Lindsey Graham from South Carolina. Walking with a flock of reporters chasing him in the basement of the Capitol, Graham explained that he isn't afraid the president will fire Mueller.
There's no evidence, no suggestion at all that the president's going to do anything with Mueller. Quite the opposite. All I hear is that, you know, Mueller's going to continue to do his job. If that's just all I know. I mean, trust me, I don't believe there's any movement at all by anybody in the White House to get rid of Mueller.
So why is he sponsoring the legislation? Graham says he wants to protect the president from making a rash decision. He says firing Mueller would end Trump's presidency. While Coons and Booker are afraid that the president will act unilaterally to oust the special counsel, Booker says they're also trying to make their bills about more than just this president.
I think that anybody, if you pull out of the politics of this moment, just looks at this objectively, about really sort of checks and balances on presidential power, this is a I think, very common sense, credible way to go for not just this moment in history, but, you know, for 20 years from now, for 40 years from now, for 100 years from now.
With Steve Bannon calling for Trump to set up roadblocks to the Russia investigation, House Republicans from our region are cautiously signaling the White House to let the probe run its course. Congressman Leonard Lance is from central New Jersey.
I believe that the president is being well advised by his attorney, Ty Cobb, to let the investigation proceed, and I believe that that advice should be heeded by the president.
One House Republican is pushing a proposal to limit Mueller's funding to just 6 months. Republican Congressman Ryan Costello, who represents a district covering parts of several counties west of Philadelphia, says that's misguided.
I don't support that. No. Because you don't cap, you don't kneecap an independent counsel who you don't know how they're going about fact-finding or what they may need to do, or there's some strategic considerations behind that. I just don't.
And if these bills do pass, why would President Trump ever sign them? Supporters say they think they can assemble veto-proof majorities. At the very least, they say it would be a strong warning to the president. For WHYY News, Matt Laszlo in Washington.